produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Good evening, good afternoon, whenever it is that you're listening to my voice. I want to thank you for joining me on Revelidia Speaks through the Josie's Inspiration Network and the Finding My Way Network. This is a strange time. I want to tell you that these strange and trying times that we're facing, and we're facing this unknown virus, it seems like it's taking over. We hear all manner of things as to where and how it started and how to keep from getting it. Some are so way out there, but I gotta tell you, when people are in the grip of fear, they'll try anything and everything. And if you're feeling stressed and depressed and out of it, I want to let you know that you are not alone. We have a new normal now. This pandemic has brought about a change in the mindset of everyone, or should I say enhance what was already there. Think about it. If you were of the mindset that this too shall pass, and you're prayerful, and you're doing all you can do to protect yourself and those around you, then most likely you went about your regular shopping, not hoarding. If you were in fear of shutdown, and not being able to get anything you needed, and you were just in that state of fear consciousness, then most likely you tried to overstock. But the truth is, this is bad. We do need to stay in and stay away from crowded places and be more intentional in our hygiene. The shame is that it took something like this for us to realize what's important. We take many things for granted. not the least of which is our quiet time. Before this virus, let's think about it. How much time did you spend in communion with God? Be truthful. Now, I don't mean a quick prayer before meals or before you decided to go to bed. I mean intentional, well thought out, planned time. Well, has he gotten your attention? The Bible tells us that God will get his glory. And if we, his creations, don't praise him, he can cause the rocks to cry out. And if you think back to, let's say, 4 months prior, this is what's been happening. We've had more volcano eruptions, floods, tornadoes, storms than I can ever remember. And it's a shame to think that it took these kinds of disasters to prepare the hearts of man and soften them. I've seen more acts of kindness in the past 3 months than I can remember seeing in my lifetime. But unfortunately, I've also seen the other side. And both of these actions, it comes from what's in the heart. It is said that out of the depth of the heart, the mouth speaketh. So what is stored there comes out in times of pressure and trial, whether it be self-preservation or hoarding and sharing. To me, what it says to us is that what you've been used to thinking is what you store in your minds is reality. And we operate from thought. And if we want to change the way we view this time, we need to change our patterns of thinking. I know people that they call the end timers. These are the people who are saying we're living in the last days. And truly, we may be. But if you study biblical history and timeline, and this is the part that's really scary to me, we're not even midway. What if this is the final awakening call? The end of life and normalcy as we know it, unless we make a change. In Luke 12:15, God tells us to be careful of greed and covetousness. That means, contrary to popular belief, he who dies with the most toys does not win. Rather, he who is willing to make sure that all around him also have what they need, that's the one who succeeds. What good does it do to have everything you need for health and sanitation and not share? The person in your community that's closest to you had nothing with which to protect himself because you hoarded it all. And then he gets sick. Can he not infect you and others around you? We need to examine how we feel about the stewardship we've been charged with, the taking care of the world around us, because we are not alone. The Creator designed everything to be interconnected. Man himself is a triune being, mind, body, spirit. The spirit in man is a reflection of the divine. However, since we were also given free will, it is possible to taint that spirit of the divine with what we allow to enter into our minds. And that reflects in the outer body. Positive in, positive out. Likewise, trash in, trash out. And depending on how much of either you concentrate on, what you manifest, that's where it comes from. And it is with the intention with which you concentrate as to how you quickly become your reality. There have been groups that I've been invited to participate in with global meditations for healing of the world, not just for this pandemic, but for every ill. And as many as I can, I join. Because Jesus stated, where two or more are gathered in my name, there I am in the midst of them. I am that presence of peace, healing, love, joy, health, abundance of all good of God. Now, if you don't have a group to join, don't worry. You are still not alone, because whenever and wherever you sit and align yourself with the divine, allowing yourself to be engulfed with feelings of love and truth, that's the God essence, the whole host of heaven comes to your aid. I do it all the time in my meditations. The first time was a little strange, I think, because I was still very new to it and still very aware that I wasn't sure what I should be feeling. And because I was still aware of my physical state, I didn't feel anything. But I didn't give up. Then one night, out on my deck, I made the connection, that mind-body-spirit connection. And if you're where you can be able to participate, I would love to share this with you. And I call this my star meditation. So are you ready? Let's take a deep breath. Exhale. One more time. Take a deep breath. And exhale. Now let's just sit back. And put yourself in your most comfortable place. And realize something. Realize that this particular time when you do this and you breathe, everything is changing. So come with me on this little journey. It's evening, you finished your dinner, and your family is off doing whatever it is that they do after dinner. And it's your job this time to clean the kitchen and to take out the trash. And as you do, you look around, you feel the breeze, and you look up into the night sky. And it's lit up with stars, the most beautiful stars you've ever seen. So you pause and make yourself aware of each one of these stars. But there's this one star just so bright. And it seems to be getting brighter. And it seems to be coming closer. Until you realize something. This bright light, this divine being whose brightness is so vivid, but it doesn't hurt the eye, is standing directly in front of you, beckoning you to come closer. And as you do, and as you are enveloped in the warmth of this light, all of your cares melt away. Everything that's around you melts away until it's only you and this particular light. And you realize that it came just for you. You and this light are one. You and this light have everything in common, and everything that you really never understood is clear to you now. You've never been this loved. You've never felt this kind of warmth. You've never felt this kind of protection, and you realize whose arms you are in. You see, the divine is here to protect you. And this was just God's way of letting you know, I am as close to you as a breath. You stand there and you enjoy this feeling. It's almost overwhelming, the amount of love that you feel. You never want to leave this. You never want to be separate from this. And in truth, you can't be. But you have to allow. You have to let yourself feel this. So you tarry there with this light just a few more seconds. And as you do, this essence, this God-likeness within this light tells you not to worry, because you will never be apart and you will never, ever be alone. And time is ticking, but you're not aware of this time. It's standing still almost, because you are there where you belong. And as this light starts to back away and take its place back into the heavens where you first recognized it, you know that this wasn't an accident. This light didn't come from the heavens. It was drawn to you. You see, you are the essence of God. You are the way the stars look back at themselves. You are that brightness. Your true God essence, Christ nature, is what you just experienced. And you never have to be without it. So it's time now for you to come back into reality. But before you go back into the house, you turn, look over your shoulder at the star who has now taken his place back beside his brothers. And it twinkles its good night to you. And you smile and nod because you know that you are one with this spirit. and you are one with this light, and you realize that you can never, ever be alone. Now, did you enjoy that one? I'm glad. Now, if the feeling of love was overwhelming, then it's a sign that you need more of it. The more you can freely open yourself up to the healing energy that the God essence provides, when you finally are comfortable with acknowledging that this is where you belong, this is who you were created to be, that's when your true nature explodes. You start to walk a little taller. Your whole being is constantly evolving as you become more and more free. That's what comes when you feel at ease in your own skin. The knowledge that when you step out of your comfort zone, you have a spiritual cheering squad. The whole of heaven is excited to welcome you back into the flow. You know that you're more than enough, smart enough, strong enough, equipped enough with whatever it takes to manifest your desire. All of this and more is yours for the taking. It's freely given. But we have not because we ask not. That is my prayer that during this time of staying in, that has given you pause to reflect on the importance of having a strong connection with the divine, and that you keep that connection with all of this when it's over. And it did come to pass, but it is also a mighty teacher. Let's learn the lesson well so that we never have to take this test again. Yes, the kingdom of heaven is within. And when you take the time to pause and go within and remember that God, even though he gave you free will, is actually rooting for you, waiting for you to draw to him closer and accept your blessings freely. That's when, as the Bible states, you have the peace that passes all understanding. That is when we can begin to put ego behind us. And ego, E-G-O, itself, stands for edging God out. And begin to be good stewards of the people who you have been charged with helping in the development of their souls, the elevation of the ever-expanding consciousness. When we come through this trial, let's make sure that we do so stronger mentally, physically, spiritually, and emotionally, more fully integrated with our true God nature. Let's make this our Passover time, when we pass over from fear, doubt, negativity of all kinds, and learn to live from our God essence. Let's not waste this chance to give thanks for the people that are in our lives, not to mention what you've been blessed with materially. Yes, the way in is truly the way out, because the way in is faith, faith in the love and promises of God. And with faith, you can walk through the valley and come out in splendor. People around you won't understand because you've been through the same trial at the same time, but you seem to have weathered the storm and not look like what you've been through. And this is the power of joining with God. This is the power of knowing who you are. This is the power of connecting with your Christ itself, the self that God made you to be. We are his image and likeness. We glow. We are because he is. And he rose during this time, this season, this Eastertide, physically, so that we raise in consciousness. So let this conscious part of you rise up and overpower any fear, any negativity, anything that you don't like about this time. And yes, be prayerful for those around. People have lost relatives. People have lost income. No doubt there will be a whole lot more fallout behind this. But when you cover yourself with the love of God, with the presence of the Holy Spirit, it's just like when the Hebrew families covered their doorposts in lamb's blood. All of the trials will pass over and everything will become clear to you. The things that we don't understand, the things that we don't acknowledge that we do understand. Everything has to come to bear. Everything comes so that we can grow. I remember hearing when I was a child that my grandmother would say, okay, a hard head makes a soft behind. Now, for her, that meant, if you don't behave me, you're going to get a spanking. If you don't mind what I say, you're going to get the consequences of your action. And for sure, we do. So let's keep in mind that when God tells us and we listen and we can discern that it's His voice, let's make sure that we understand. Let's make sure that we do. Let's make sure that we support others in their being and that we raise our consciousness to the point that we operate from it. And when we're operating from enlivened consciousness, we're operating from the God essence of us in which we were made. He put His breath in us, people. Let's make sure that we breathe that breath of life from every pore in our body until it engulfs everybody within the world. Everything that we need to know, the spirit of us already knows. So let's just connect and be one with that spirit so that we can grow and overcome all of this. Relax, release, relate. This is Reverend Lydia saying be blessed, and let's remember, realign with that which we truly were made to be. See you next time.
Not scared to say, I used to be the one preaching it to you that you could overcome. I still believe it, but it ain't easy.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and happy Thursday. This is Tammy Polk, your host of the Virtuous Businesswoman Motivational Broadcast. I'm going to take a little bit of a different spin today. Usually when I talk about my books, it's really business related or ministry related. But I want to take it a little bit deeper with the project that I want to present today and talk to the moms and mom type figures out there. One of the things that we are seeing in our current climate is that we are having to band together and feed off of each other and the resources that each person has and can offer in order to make it. And it brought to mind one of the books that I wrote earlier this year, called Just Like You, which was actually based on a poem that I wrote probably about 5 years ago now. And so I want to share the poem with you, and then I'm going to actually break it down line by line to talk about some things. So this is Just Like You. My name is Tammy, and I'm a mom just like you. I'm a mom with a talent or two just like you. I'm a mom with a talent or two that I've sat on for years, just like you. I'm a mom with a talent or two that I've sat on for years, but I'm ready to dust it off, just like you. I'm a mom with a talent or two that I've sat on for years, but I'm really ready to dust it off because I don't want it to be something that I had or started but did nothing with, just like you. I'm also a mom who has worked for others and never used her talents to do anything on her own. For years, I was told that I was too smart and too talented to be working for other people. If that's been said about you, welcome to the club. So the first thing that I want to ask is, how are you dealing with those challenging days? The challenging days that are a part of your mom's story, where you are able to tell your story without judgment or fear. And in today's times, that can be very, very difficult because we often wonder if things would, you know, would stop going wrong, really. Whether it's sickness or having to move, or, you know, just the constant noise that, you know, that we have around us, we wonder if it is all going to stop at any point. And then some of us, and God bless you, are dealing with becoming moms for the first time during this time, and writing your mom's story is starting off with a lot of angst. You are preparing yourself to go into that hospital alone because of different policies, and you may not have been able to celebrate this occasion as you wanted to. You may not have been able to, you know, have the baby shower or take the maternity photos, or you have loved ones who are not here for you to be able to celebrate with because of everything that's happening in the world at the moment. There are some who are not first-time moms. However, they are having another child during this time. And it's daunting because things are so different. And there's so much that you are used to having access to that you no longer have access to. So now you're having to be more innovative with what you use in your daily life, you know, as an expectant mom or as a current mom or mom figure. So I encourage you to do whatever you can to write the best mom story possible for you. The second thing that I want to talk about is talents. And I asked this question in the book, do you even remember what your talents are? And chances are, the only time you remember what your talents are is when there's a crisis or when your child has a school project. Now, I do know and understand that school looks a little different now. However, your child will still have those projects in some way, shape, or form, I'm sure, that causes you to kind of dust off those talents that you've forgotten about. But I want to challenge you to think back to the things that you enjoyed doing before you became a family woman. And I want you to think about those things because I want you to see that it's okay to have something in your life that you love to do, that you love to be involved in, that doesn't involve your family. It's okay. So I want to kind of jog your memory, if I may, with some what I call dumb elementary questions. However, during this time, these are questions that we as women, wives, and mothers are going back and asking ourselves, one, because we're trying to stay sane, and two, because we're trying to make money. So ask yourself, what do I like? What do I not like? What do I like to do? What do I not like to do? What's my favorite hobby? My favorite food? My favorite color? My favorite store? My favorite TV show? What is it that I know how to do and I enjoy doing? Now, I talk about talents a lot with women and not just moms, because our talents are those things that we put on the back burner that crisis has to make us bring back out. So think about it like this. You have that one talent that you said you had to wait to develop because of all of these other demands on your life. And people will ask you about it and you'll say, girl, I got these kids and my husband and this job and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And then it happens. Not necessarily the pandemic as it stands now, but that talent that you're sitting on is needed to help somebody in a time of trouble. And then once you get back to doing it, you start kicking yourself. You're like, why did I stop doing this? I'm really good at this. Man, I forgot how good I am at this. And I forgot how much I really like doing this. Well, now who else can I help? Because I don't want to stop doing it. So now you're racking your brain because that talent helps someone in the present state. So now you're ready to spend an inordinate amount of time, money, and effort to keep that talent around. So you have to find your middle ground because you can get so engrossed in that thing that you neglect other things. So you want to look at, what was the situation that made you dust off that talent in the first place? If it's something that you know for certain will come up again, then yes, spend time, money, and effort honing that talent. Then ask yourself, Does that talent solve a monetary need? If it solves a monetary need, it's definitely something that you need to keep in your back pocket. If it is a stress reliever, it is something that you need to keep doing. If it is something that your family enjoys watching you do, then it's something that you need to keep doing. So when it comes to that one talent, ask yourself my favorite 7 questions. Who do I need to link up with to get this going? What do I need in order to get it going? When do I need to get this talent going? Where do I need to go? Why do I need to activate this talent again? How am I going to activate it? And how much time, money, and effort is it going to take? And you want to take yourself through that process, because as Les Brown said, the graveyard is the richest place on earth because it is here that you will find all the hopes and dreams that were never fulfilled, the books that were never written, the songs that were never sung, the inventions that were never shared, the cures that were never discovered, all because someone was too afraid to take that first step, keep with the problem, or determined to carry out their dream. As a mom or mom figure, your dreams matter too. And we need to push ourselves within our talents and goals and dreams just as we push our children to do so. For example, we tell our children that they need to read more, yet we don't read anything other than social media. And don't let your babies be in a competition where they have to read a certain amount of books for prizes. You will make sure that they are at the library getting books every day, and you are threatening them, standing over the top of them and breathing down their neck for them to get their reading done. You're going to Barnes and Noble and you're like, you know what? I don't care what you pick. We are going to meet this book goal. But pause. You can't even remember the last time you picked up a book. So during the time where you're sitting down making them read a book, you should be reading something for yourself. And I will never forget, a lady reached out to me on social media asking me if my books were available on Kindle Unlimited. Someone had given her a Kindle and a $100 Amazon gift card for her birthday. And so I told her, I said, yes, ma'am, every book of mine that isn't a workbook is on Kindle. So she said, okay, great. So she activated her account and she downloaded everything that I had. But now, when her kids sit down for their reading and their quiet time, she's reading too. Second thing, when it comes to school supplies, even though you're out there for them, you should be picking up stuff for you too. Look back at your needs list that we just talked about. What do you need? Get your notebooks, your pens, your pencils, your sticky notes, your highlighters. Put it in a cute container and put a note on that container that threatens the lives of anybody in your house who even looks like they want to touch your box. And then keep it in your safe space. So any goal that we push our children to lead in life, we should be pushing ourselves towards the same thing. So I want you to think about, is there a goal that I push my child to achieve? And if it is, how does this goal apply to my life? And if it does, go back through those seven questions of who, what, when, where, why, how, and how much as it pertains to that goal. So now I'm getting kind of to the crux of why I harp on talent so much. And it's because right now we're realizing how important it is to hone our talent, because we have worked for other people for so long and for so many years that we now in this space don't know how to use our God-given talents to help ourselves. We have become so used to using our talents to make other people look good that we honestly do not know how to use our talents any other way. So now we're having to shake ourselves and say, I did this for this company for so many years, and right now I'm laid off or I'm furloughed. How can I use this talent to rebuild my life, faith, family, ministry, business, and keep going? And you have to ask yourself that, because now you're out of the space where somebody's going to take credit for your ideas. You are out of the space where somebody's going to talk you out of doing something or learning something new. You don't have to be sad and settled anymore at all, in any way, shape, or form. So that talent that you put back on the shelf, take it down. So I'm going to spend our last few minutes asking just a few more questions. And I know that I have talked through this really, really fast. So I do encourage you to go on Amazon and look for my book called Just Like You, From One Mom to Another. But I want you to ask yourself these questions. What is a talent that I am well known for at work? Then ask yourself, what could I be doing with it at this point? And how would things change for me if I took command of that talent and started using it for something on my own? Because one of the first affirmations that I ever wrote in my business was, I have the right to say no and invest my time, money, and resources into something for myself. And you have the right to do just that. And right now, you really don't have much of a choice. And this is coming from a mom just like you. I'm a married homeschooling mother of three girls with a husband who is considered to be an essential employee. I get it. So that's my story, and I'm sticking to it. But you guys know me. You know I dare not end my show without thanking two very special people. Kayla Padgett, you know I love you more than words could ever say. God bless you as you continue to expand the network and in the care of your family. To Nicole Gates, the woman who lovingly bullied me into having this radio show in the first place. Thank you, thank you, thank you, my friend, for always being there for me, both vocally and silently. Ladies and any gentlemen listening, this has been the Virtuous Businesswoman Motivational Broadcast. As always, God bless, Godspeed in all that you do. Keep charging, and we'll be back in September.
Produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313, toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers. 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
I know how you feel, fighting for another breath, searching for the strength to lift your legs another step. Wounded by the past, how long will it last? Buried by the heavy weight, it won't be long. Keep holding on, you won't have to wear those chains. Help is on the way. Heaven's on your side. Every prayer is heard. Your rescue's coming just in time. Lift up your eyes, look to the hills. You won't be overcome. It won't be long. Keep holding on, sure as the rising sun. Help is on the way. But it isn't over yet.
Hosted by Suzanne Mosley, author of the Southern Fried Keto Foodie Cookbook Series. The following program is not a source of medical advice. Suzanne Mosley and the coaches for the Southern Fried Keto Foodie are not medical doctors, dietitians, or nutritionists. Please consult your doctor regarding information discussed on the show or before beginning any type of weight loss program.
On my last show, I discussed taking your plan back to the basics in order to help you get back on track after a slip or pitfall. To follow up on that, this may be a time frame where many of you might decide that a ketogenic lifestyle coach can make all the difference. When you feel like you're doing everything right and not seeing results, you may feel like it's time to find someone knowledgeable to help you with your ketogenic plan. On today's show, I want to answer the notorious question of when do I need a keto coach and do I really need a keto coach to be successful? These two questions commonly go through every keto dieter's mind. There are times where coaching is not a necessity, but for others, coaching is the key to ensuring their successes following the ketogenic diet. So let's get started. Welcome again to the Weight of the World radio program on Lifted Authors Network. I'm your host, Suzanne Mosley, author of the Southern Fried Keto Foodie Cookbook Series and Ketogenic Lifestyle Coach. Within my broadcast, my purpose is not only to guide you along your ketogenic path, but also help you navigate other factors that play into your success from everyday life. When coaching my clients, I take a big picture perspective because your health is not only a result of what you eat, but also what you surround yourself with. Today, I'm going to address the top reasons for keto dieters to seek out a coach for supportive encouragement on the ketogenic diet. The first one is when your doctor has told you to go on the ketogenic diet for health reasons. First and foremost, if your doctor has suggested the ketogenic diet, it's most likely because he's studied its benefits and has made a professional decision that this plan is most beneficial for you. The ketogenic diet has been used across the medical community for decades to combat seizures in children, regulation of blood glucose levels, and even support relief from some chronic pains. When following the ketogenic diet under a doctor's supervision, you can absolutely benefit from having a knowledgeable source of information regarding different aspects of your plan. I feel like a broken record when I say that keto is individualized, but it is so true. One person who struggles with a certain health condition may need more support and a finely tuned plan versus someone else with the same condition that also has other conditions affecting them. Having a keto coach can also help to provide your physician with clinical and medical peer information that they may not have had time to research on their own within their practice duties. If you're in this position, always seek out a coach who has dedicated a considerable amount of time researching keto from a medical aspect and are willing to partner with you and your doctor to maintain a healthy plan. The second one is when you can't figure out your stalls. If you come across a point in your journey where you are stalling more than progressing, having a coach with personal experience can help you maneuver around typical stalls, as well as more advanced troubleshooting techniques. Ongoing support can truly help you streamline your path and alleviate common struggles that can go along with individualizing your ketogenic plan. A true stall on a ketogenic plan is when you have no scale changes, but also no changes in measurements or other goals you have set for yourself on the keto diet for more than 4 weeks. If you have only been without a change for a week or two, give it a little more time. Your body's going through a reorganization, so to speak, and needs time to maximize the results. If you have truly experienced a stall, the ketogenic lifestyle coach can help you figure out what's causing your troubles and assist you in adjusting your plan to get your progress going back in the right direction. Thirdly, when you have more than 100 pounds to lose, having a larger significant amount of weight to lose can be a mental challenge on its own. I was 110 pounds overweight for my average body shape and size, and there were more than a few times where positive motivation and proper direction came in handy. Having someone who's focused on your success can have a profound effect on your plan, because two sets of eyes are always better than one. Not to mention, having a supportive partner that invests in your success as much as you can bring a renewed sense of determination when you need a good pep talk. Weight loss can be a drawn-out process if you have a larger goal to meet, and the great news is that you don't have to go it alone when you reach out for a keto coach. Number four, if you have yo-yo dieted throughout your life. Now, there are a lot of people who are listening today that probably don't even realize that they have yo-yo dieted throughout your life. Just because it's not been a consistent and solid pattern every year of your life doesn't mean that you have not suffered from the yo-yo diet effect. Anytime you've ever restricted your calories or restricted your intake on your consumption of food, you've put your body into a different type of pattern. Those types of patterns and redundancy can actually hinder your metabolic system. If you've been a dieter off and on throughout your life, you could definitely benefit from the assistance of a keto coach. Yo-yo dieting has a profound effect on the metabolic system, especially with the rate of speed at which you can lose. Coaches have often mentored clients with specifically this concern to help provide starting points that navigate around known issues. There are actually many different bad habits that we have picked up throughout yo-yo dieting that need to be addressed when you begin the ketogenic diet. Where yo-yo dieting has misled you to feel like eating less is key, or that calorie restriction is the only way to attain a healthy lifestyle. One of the biggest epiphanies that I had in the beginning is that you don't have to starve yourself, nor run yourself ragged with hours and hours of exercise to lose weight. You simply have to feed your body the fuel it needs for the daily tasks that you take on throughout a normal everyday life. It's all about real nutrition and an optimal balance between that nutrition and what your body requires to complete your tasks. Next, when you don't have time to put into researching, everyone has a busy life. And if you don't have time to put in that research to make sure that you're doing a proper plan for you and your unique needs, you may need to reach out to a keto coach. With busy lifestyles being the norm nowadays, many people simply don't have the time to invest into researching in an individualized plan for themselves. Having a coach in this situation is more than ideal. Your coach's sole job is to do that investigative research for you. There is a large sea of information about keto out there to be learned, but with all things, you may have to navigate around bad information as well. So how do you do that? Well, the simplest way is to get a keto coach. They literally don't succeed unless you succeed. And because of this, keto coaches need to be correct in their suggestions always. This means that they typically spend a considerable amount of time studying to help you. This time spent researching helps them to build suggestion plans that are based on true information and weed through the false information. You also may need a keto coach when you're feeling like you're just done trying. If you ever feel like you are just over every diet plan and over all the misinformation and over the fact that you just can't lose weight, you absolutely need a keto coach. Giving up is not the answer. Many keto dieters will go through this phase, especially if they have a considerable amount of weight to lose. Stalls, sensitivities, slow periods of weight loss, or just not having a support person can have you feeling like all hope is lost. But having a successful companion may be just what you need to get back on the horse again. Never underestimate the power of your own cheering section, even if it's just one person. When you're ready to make a lifestyle change, it's absolutely possibly that you need a keto coach. You can absolutely do this on your own, but keto coaches are there to be your own cheerleader. If you've finally come to the decision that you are ready to better your health for good, then maybe you're ready for a keto coach. Keto is not a temporary diet for vanity pounds. This dietary program is for people who are ready to make a permanent lifestyle change. This plan allows for real food that is sustainable for a lifetime. Just as with any diet program, you just have to make the plan work for you. With the flexibility in the styles of keto, you have the ability to create meal plans with your own personal taste without sacrificing satisfaction. When you're always satisfied with your food choices, it leaves very little room for cheating. So having a coach to teach you how to create a lifetime plan is an absolute goal of any coach. Coaches want to see you not only succeed in your goals, but master your plan for life. But along with these reasons for needing a keto coach, I need to indiscriminately share the reasons for not needing a keto coach as well. Many times, people will not need a keto coach to achieve their goals. Other than just the opposite, for the most common reasons of needing a coach, there are a few other reasons as well. Number one, if you're looking to lose a few vanity pounds and start right back on the standard American diet, you're not going to need a keto coach. You can effectively lose those vanity pounds just doing low-carb or dirty keto if you're only looking to lose a small amount of weight. Sometimes you may have a couple of stalls to troubleshoot, but you most likely will not need a coach. If you're not looking for long-term benefits, this kind of goes along with the previous reason, because the long-term benefits are typically what people are looking to succeed with beyond just a few vanity pounds. If you're not looking for a long-term commitment to achieve these benefits, a coach would only be an unnecessary investment for you. Number three, if you have the ability to perform your own research. Now, if you have the time to do your own research, I fully believe that you can create your own plan all on your own. It may take a little bit of trial and error to perfect it, but you can do it yourself. My best suggestions are to look for evidence based off of medical and clinical references and apply the standard knowledge of science to weed out information that is not correct. You can learn to create your own meal plans, calculate your own macros, and more. Time invested is well worth it, whether you do it yourself or whether you hire someone else to do it for you. As for the question, do I need a ketogenic coach to be successful? The answer to that is actually no. If you have the time and determination to put into your research, get your physician involved, and have patience when troubleshooting your plan, you can absolutely be just as successful without a coach as you can be with a coach. Coaches are meant to be an encyclopedia of lifestyle knowledge and a dedicated support frame to help guide you along. But ultimately, your success relies on your perseverance to achieve your personal goals. If you should choose to work with a ketogenic lifestyle coach, here's a few things to consider. Does this coach's plan stand in agreement with your goal? For example, if the coach you are interested in working with solely focuses on weight loss and very little on actual health markers, you must consider that obtaining healthy markers may be a topic they are not well versed in. Or it could be that they work only with clients who are not concerned with their health markers. I personally look more at health markers than weight loss, because if your health markers are in line, then the weight loss, in most cases, automatically follows. Does this coach's techniques for motivation work for you? This is really a bigger deal than most would consider in the beginning, but there's nothing better than a great motivator to keep you going. Depending on what you feel you need, your coach should reflect that. If your coach is a Sergeant Gunny when you need a Mary Poppins type nurturer, you could be sabotaging your own efforts without even knowing it. As you are seeking an advisor, be sure to find out what their coaching styles are so that you can make a decision based off of the type of motivator you need. You also need to make sure that you're going to get along with your coach. We were all created uniquely, and of course, that also includes personalities. So when you're looking for a coach, you have to remember that you will be conversing with this person on a regular basis. If you find yourself with a coach who you don't blend well with personality-wise, you will not enjoy your sessions and may be less likely to retain information necessary to progress forward towards your goals. You also have to ask yourself, is this coach willing to work with your physician? There are many coaches that will work with your physician to help you create the perfect keto plan for you, but there are some who will leave that part of your plan only to you. If you really need a coach to work with your physician, having one who's hands-off with that aspect may not be the right coach for you. But if you are the type of person who would rather take your health into your own hands, the hands-off approach coach could be the ideal match for you. Another thing to consider is you need to contact more than one coach. As with any type of service, before you make a hasty decision, you should always do a little research. Study your top choices and make a list of pros and cons before contacting them about their services. Make a list of questions that are priority items for you, such as plan style, coaching style, various services offered, or simply, what is their personality? These questions will help you narrow down who your best matches are. Always remember that investing in a ketogenic lifestyle coach is just that, an investment. That investment can produce significant returns or it can be a dud. Being comfortable with your coach is a key to a solid coach-client relationship. Never underestimate that. You also need to take your time when deciding who you're going to use. I know you probably feel like now that you can just hop on the ketogenic diet train, you know enough to get started, and anyone can coach you. But rest assured that your coach has to be a good fit for you. If your focus includes faith like mine does, you'll probably need to find a coach that it can incorporate that faith into your plan, because you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. And with that being said, having a coach that is also led by Christ can be a substantial enhancer to your journey to health centered around the strength that only our Savior can give us. Again, when you are deciding who to choose for your coaching needs, remember this. Changing your lifestyle is an investment, and you will only get from your coach what you can put into your journey. If you are determined, most coaches will meet that determination and help you level up your game so that you can help reduce the weight of your world. Dear Heavenly Father, I pray for anyone today trying to make decisions of how to improve their health and wellness. I pray that they lean on you for guidance to find the right sources for support and motivation. Lord, I pray that as these brothers and sisters in Christ acknowledge what may seem like a mountain to them, that they see peace and patient endurance through your word. In Jesus Christ's holy name I pray. Amen. Thank you so much for joining me today. If you're interested in learning about the ketogenic diet and how it can help you in your journey to better health, check out our page and join our free support group on Facebook. You can also find us on Pinterest, Instagram, and Twitter. Check out our cookbook series, The Southern Fried Keto Foodie, in paperback and Nook version through barnesandnoble.com, or you can find us in digital form as well on Amazon Kindle. If you're in need of a coach to help create your own ketogenic plan, please feel free to contact us for more information on how we can assist you. Just email us at author@southernfriedketofoodie.com to request an information packet regarding our services, or contact us through any of our social media. Join us every second and fourth Thursday at 10:30 a.m. Central Time, 11:30 a.m. Eastern Time for more episodes of The Weight of the World. I hope all of you have a wonderful rest of the day.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.